Another day, another B Car Car podcast. Got the AC on, it's really hot in this car. I just got in it, middle of the summer. Need some tinted windows, but you know, it's they're coming, I guess they're coming down the road. But basically, just want to talk about things, I guess, that help me improve as an artist. I'm still trying to, you know, practice and train every day. And it is hard trying to work a full-time job and then more than full-time job and then be able to train and then manage, you know, trying to have good, healthy relationships at the same time. And it's a lot. But, you know, I appreciate people who, you know, are there, you know, those relationships that are there regardless of, you know, whether or not I am able to be available to some people, because I really do get busy. It's intense. It's as intense as some beats from a Camaro. But the wine sounds good. So yeah, I'm probably going to end up doing a sketch today of somebody from Instagram, you know, but anyways, one thing that helped me improve with my artwork was I would take take my favorite artists and just kind of like draw something similar or a copy, kind of. First, what I try to do is draw like the artist. So I'd make whatever the artist would make, and then I would turn around and after I, you know, would make something that like kind of copied whatever the image was, I would then just take a sketch. After I would make a copy, I would then try to draw it without looking at whatever I copied, just to challenge myself to see how well I'm improving or if I am improving upon, you know, what I already did. And, you know, you'll notice a difference over time in that, you know, you will notice a difference. So, that's one thing that helped me improve. And then look at other artists that, once again, that you admire, and collect their work, you know, buy some of their work, put it on your wall, and that could be, it could be small, but surrounding yourself with art really does give you a lot of more motivation to make it. And I think what excites everybody about art is that blank piece of paper, actually. Just looking at it and seeing, this thing is blank. You know, I can take this blank piece of paper and turn it into an entire living, breathing thing that takes a life of its own. You know, and that's something I think gets a lot of people excited and motivated to make art, because you're taking nothing and turning it into something, and that's, you know, that's an art form in and of itself that is exciting and fun to see. So now I'm kind of testing out just drawing people that follow me on Instagram and just kind of, you know, getting into, you know, what they like, what colors they like, what type of lifestyle they're living, and just kind of feel the energy of that individual in terms of like their lifestyle, and then making something that gives them a lot of inspiration, a lot of hope, of the vibes, the energy, that's all that stuff. I do believe you get out what you put in, and I do think that that's a a good formula in general to build a business off of is what is it that I'm doing that adds value to people's lives, you know, being it art or, you know, having a small business, a restaurant or something like that. You know, what is it that my business does that, you know, adds to a person's life? Because when you think about it, you know, I hate to say this, but, you know, this is the era of keeping it real and being honest and blunt. And it's always been that way for me, but sometimes, you know, we as artists, while we try to lift each other up, we're still competing against each other. And, you know, unfortunately, in this society that we've built around us, you know, a lot of things are a competition, and jealousy is a real thing, you know. And, you know, having a unique selling proposition allows, and that's what's great about artists, you know, every artist, you know, has their own unique look, whether they know it or not. They have something about their art that people recognize, are like, that's that person right there. I can tell that's that artist right there. You can just tell, you know, by the energy of the art, so. And by the look of it, the look and feel of the art, so. You know, it's important to bring something not only unique to the table, but it solves a problem. I think right now there's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of things that are not known. And so I think that just, you know, while it is important to pursue dreams, I think right now it's good to keep things simple as well and focus on just basic survival. You know, you had all these movies and video games come out, like The Last of Us and all this other stuff, predicting, like, you know, these post-apocalyptic things, you know, a whole video game made about it. You wonder if it's pre-predictive programming. So, the thing about art is if this whole society collapses, I mean, artists who have physical art, not just digital art, are going to thrive, because we're not dependent upon, most artists are not dependent upon digital platforms or electricity. You know, most artists are, in general, have a, you know, they already have a way of being able to produce art without the need of how do I say this? Like, you know, the electrical systems. So, you know, this is gonna be a special time in terms of, you know, coming up here soon. So just be prepared for it and be ready for the unexpected, because that certainly could be the case soon enough as the world around us changing. So it's not fear mongering, it's just how, you know, when you see the grocery stores empty and all that, like, this is just how it is. So all in all, that's all I have to say for this short podcast. Keep practicing, keep drawing. I continue to report my success stories. Seen a lot of good views from doing a giveaway. I still haven't found a buyer that wants my iPhone X or XS cases. I guess most people just have the XR. So, you know, I'm going to have to just go ahead and buy some more samples and, you know, maybe make art out of these iPhone cases that I have that nobody wants. So, you know, or not, doesn't want yet. You know, I shouldn't say that. Sometimes I get negative, but okay. Easy to get discouraged out there. Just keep drawing, keep painting, keep doing y'all's thing. and I'll be supporting y'all along the way as well.